We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Not think Trump should be impeached because the numbers we've been given, like regarding the economy and stuff, are obviously we've made progress as a country. You know, a lot of people have their opinions about Donald Trump. I think he does a great job.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted at 6:48 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Man arrested in connection with California wildfire faces arson charges.
Two.
Wichita woman dies in Colorado. Jeep plunges over a cliff.
One.
Vote count continues in Republican primary for Kansas governor. Final outcome could take weeks. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, we've got some slow traffic right now in the road construction eastbound Kellogg right around I-235. Traffic volume is just getting heavy through that road construction area. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman, East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Mostly sunny today with a 10% chance for rain and a high of 92 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 68. Friday, mostly sunny with a 10% chance for rain tomorrow and a high of 93 degrees. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 5 miles per hour and 67 degrees. KNSS weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. The menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. 6:49 now, Steve and Ted. How about the Steve and Ted poll question today? You can find it right there on our website, knssradio.com, and you are welcome to participate in this flash of democracy we do every day called the Steve and Ted poll question. August is National Sandwich Month. Mm-hmm. Which is your favorite sandwich? And we have seven choices. Bologna now coming in at 2%. 2%.
A little low, I think, but
PB&J, 4%.
Oh, okay. Some of the kids started voting.
Tuna or chicken salad, 8%.
Yeah, a little drop there.
Yeah, I like that. My wife makes a great tuna salad. Turkey sandwich, 10%.
Classic.
Ham and cheese, 12%. Now, here's where we have a little bit of, something interesting going on. The BLT, which had been on top, now 31%.
That was our early leader.
The new leader is the Reuben at 33%. What do you think about that, Ted?
Pretty controversial. I think obviously the corned beef lobby decided to weigh in, and all of a sudden, here we are.
The corned beefers are starting to go to the webpage there. Steve and Ted poll question at knssradio.com. A late gain for U.S. stocks slipped away Wednesday as a four-day winning streak ended. Energy companies sank along with the price of oil. Technology companies finished higher. Banks and healthcare companies also rose. The U.S. and China both announced new tariffs. The S&P 500 index dipped 0.75 points. The Dow fell 45 points, and the NASDAQ composite rose 4 points.
All right.
That's what happened on Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
Is the accepted retirement age realistic? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning to tell us all about it. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve. You know, lots of workers out there, they dream about retirement. I don't. That's probably because I've tricked myself into thinking that I'm in reasonably good shape. And in spite of some aches, I will have a couple of decades of active retirement when I finally choose to quit working for a paycheck. Now, others want to get out right now or the earlier than the accepted retirement age of 65. Bankrate.com ran a survey, and the ideal retirement age is 61. But is that realistic? Well, the biggest concern is healthcare. Do you have enough money saved to get you to the age of 65 where you'll have at least some cost protection when you take Medicare? Health problems are a volatile moving target. Unless you have tons of cash and some form of corporate or military coverage, retiring at 61 could be foolish. Next questions would be whether you can live without Social Security benefits for a while. The earliest that one can collect reduced benefits is 62, but for many, filing that early is not wise. A filer could lose as much as 30% of their full benefit if they don't wait until age 66 or 67 for their full retirement benefits. The average Social Security benefit check, according to the Social Security Administration, is about $1,400 per month at full retirement age, FRA, that's age 66 for many. If one were to retire at age 62, their monthly nut would be about $980 per month. That's almost $420 less. Well, think about that as you can. You know, can you still retire at 61? That would mean either shorting yourself by taking less than the $1,000 per month in benefits next year, or having to wait until 5 to 6 years until full retirement age. And of course, if you have any questions, that's sort of what we do, is help figure out when you should take your Social Security. You can give me a call, number 634-2222.
I think about retirement now and then, maybe getting me a little part-time job after I retire, and I was thinking maybe I could come down to your office down there and do something. Is there anything that I would be qualified to do down at your office there, Don?
We certainly could find some things. I mean, maybe you could, you know, make sure the coffee's, you know, always hot.
Yeah, I can do that.
Our clients.
How about do you need a greeter? Do you need somebody, you know, to help people come in like a Well, there goes Don's phone.
Gosh. Well, you obviously need to be his phone steward.
Yeah, I probably need to go in there and work on his phone a little bit for him. Today is National Book Lovers Day.
Okay.
Yep. From clay tablets in the 3rd millennium BC to e-books in the 2nd millennium AD, books have played a crucial role in preserving cultures, educating the masses, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, not many, I don't know, I'm not going to say that's not true. People are buying books and reading them all the time. Look at Barnes & Noble. They do a fine business. I keep them in business. I'm reading all the time.
Yeah, you are a reader.
My son, Scott, same way. He's got something going all the time. So, but then the rest of my family, I don't think there's anybody. You know, all my family. But I like the books.
I used to buy books all the time. I really don't anymore. Now I buy them online and download them. I've got, you know, e-reader going.
Yeah. Well, see, that's no fun, man. You got to have the pages. You got to have the bookmark. You got to remember where you stopped that day.
I completely agree.
There's a whole culture to it, Jed.
I would have agreed until I had to move recently and transported as much of my library.
Ah, you had the library here.
Yeah, much of it now just in one little file as opposed to 7, 8, 9 big boxes of hardback books.
That's a lot of comic books right there, Jed.
Yeah, it sure is.
All right. National Book Lovers Day.
Nice.
Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, a complete look at today's news with Steve and Ted. Still no final count in Republican primary for Kansas governor. We're going to have that story and more coming up at 7 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.